A 100-36 win. You obviously knew that you had some shooters and some guys that could get up and down. Did that surprise you, kind of seeing that? Not only the first five, but then everybody that filled in, just that's a deep group.
Yeah, and they shoot the ball well. So it didn't surprise me. I mean, I've never been a part of a 100-point game before, so it was nice to see it. And it really wasn't all just the starters. We had some bench players that came in. I think Tate McCollum had 22, I think. And got a lot of that in the third and fourth quarter. But, no, I knew this team was capable of doing that. What pleased me the most was we gave up – well, it didn't please me the most. We gave up 18 in the first quarter, but they responded to that, and they only gave up 18 the rest of the game. So I was happy that their defensive effort stepped it up after that.
Well, so that's the other thing, too, is everybody's going to look at triple digits and focus on that. Only give up a 36 to a pretty good South Harrison team. I mean, that says a lot about this group.
Yeah, it does, because they want it so badly, and they've been working so hard. We've only had, like, maybe five practices with everybody there. We've got two starters that are injured that didn't even get a play tonight, so that the bench stepped up, and just everybody worked and played so hard. And they had to make adjustments. You know, we were fouling early. Well, they stopped doing that. So, I mean, they played smart.
Season opener, they're supposed to be rust, right, especially whenever you've got half your guys out there playing football, half the guys in out there playing soccer. Making a deep run there too. You're coaching soccer pretty deep at the same time. Have you had a season opener quite like that to where, I mean, not putting up 100, but maybe being a little more crisp than other times?
Yeah, actually last year I think we put up 80 against Platte County, but it was a little bit more of a struggle. It was a much closer game. But, you know, I'll go back to the summer that we had. We played a lot of games. And I you have to every summer because you never know when you're going to get your football boys back, when you're going to get your soccer boys back, because both those programs have been so good. So you have to have a great summer. And I would credit some of that to that they played together really well all summer.
I think there's a lot of people around the MEC and maybe some other areas too that are saying, there's not a true post player out there. What can they really do? I just feel like it's kind of a statement game for this team starting off.
Yeah, and I thought Titus McKim came in and played a great job, did a great job, and he's got so much to learn. You know, it's not any varsity experience whatsoever, but we have enough guards that we can spread the floor. And if you do have a true center, you know, you're going to have trouble guarding our guys at times, you know, as quick as we are. And then we got to do a little bit better on the help side and helping those bigs, because we're going to face that, you know, maybe tomorrow night or, you know, down the road eventually. But we're quick and we're athletic, and hopefully we can overcome that.
Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.